Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. President of the Trade and Development Board, His Excellency Ambassador Paul Baker, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, Bangladesh aligns itself with the statement delivered by Peru on behalf of the Group of 77 and China, by Malaysia on behalf of the APG, and by Nepal on behalf of the LDCs. Bangladesh expresses its appreciation for UNCTAD for the presentation of the TEDR 2024 and for its insightful analysis of global interdependence and development strategies in an evolving economic landscape. We also thank Madam Anastasia for her presentation. TEDR 2024 provides a comprehensive analysis of the current global economic landscape, particularly focusing on the challenges faced by developing countries. Despite a global growth forecast of 2.7% for the 2024 and 2025, many developing economies are experiencing weak growth, increased exposure to global shocks, and the risks of trade fragmentation, indicating that the overall picture in the global south is concerning. We are also alarmed with the finding of the TDR that the decelerating growth trajectories and subsequent slowdown of economies are compounded by high debt burdens, financial and resource outflows, weak investment and enforced austerity measures, which hinder the acceleration of economic activity necessary to achieve the SDGs. Alarmingly, only one of the 46 LDCs is currently meeting the 7% annual growth target set under the global goals. TDR rightly underscores the urgent need for developing countries to adopt policies that balance short-term gains from commodities with the growth of service and finance sectors. By addressing the challenges posed by financialization, rising informality, and the need for effective international cooperation, developing countries can enhance their resilience and work towards sustainable towards achieving sustainable development in an increasingly complex global landscape. Mr. President, for a timely achievement of SDGs, financing is one of the most critical factors. Unfortunately, however, the international financial infrastructure, including the MDBs, is barely aligned with the SDGs, nor can it respond to the financial needs of developing countries, especially during crisis. Today, we urgently need an international financial architecture that will help developing countries receive concessional, low-cost, low-interest rate funds with minimum conditionalities. Greater leveraging of multilateral capital can better support developing countries with comprehensive social programs. Finally, Mr. President, Bangladesh reaffirms its commitment to multilateralism, regional cooperation, and sustainable development, and reiterates that in light of the challenges outlined in the TDR 2024, development strategies in a globalized world must be developed through the cohesion of policies, coordination of works, and complementarities of practice. This is a abridged version of the statement. The full version will be uploaded to the website. I thank you, Mr. President.